traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, horsemen from all around the world, all breeds, everywhere. We're going to equestrians everywhere. Our call-in number is 323-744-4831. Please don't call in, because if you call in, then I got critics, and if I got critics, then I have to worry about if I'm doing a good job or not. And so as it is now, the only person I got to make happy is me. But equestrians, we got a lot to talk about here today. Some good things are going on all around in the horse industry. Everywhere you go, the horse industry is getting better and better and better every day. I was just saying the other day to some friends of mine here in Wellington, Florida, about the marketing of the horse industry. And it's very, very important that we get everything that we can out about the industry. We need to tell everybody about it, explain it to them so that they understand it. And we got to not only cater to the horsemen that are experts or in the business, but we got to make sure that we make all our programming available so that the non-horse person can understand it and enjoy it. That's very important that we do that. And that's what we're trying to do here at IEN, trying to do that. For example, I'm going to add two more websites to my homepage. They're going to be different. They're going to be more specific. One of them is going to be a technical website that you can go in and look at and be able to go back and forth with veterinarians, horse transporters, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a real tech type thing, rules and regulations and how to do the things that we need to do in the horse business. And then we're going to have the third website. It's going to be more of an entertainment equestrian website where we'll have movies and all kinds of different things on there, kind of like a TikTok type thing in there. So that'll be coming in July 1st in there. But on IENTV.org, that's our original website. Today, we have America's Day at the Races. It's live racing from across the country. And you go there and you can stay up to date on some of the biggest races that we're having today and, what tomorrow's going to be like. That's our program, At the Wire. And it's named that because we want to see who's at the wire, who's winning. And you'll see all that on America's Day at the Races today. It's live right now. Then one of the things that I've always prided myself on this website, and it took many years for me to kind of get the gist of what I wanted to do across to the people. And so I kind of made some notes and did some things. And then I started going, down the road and saying, here we go. Well, for example, Equestrian Life Made Easy. We have on there this week again. We have Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. It's a weekly thing that we put up there. We're going to have a weekly farm that we put up there, and it'll stay up all week long. And what this one is it's about Brandon Mills and Ralph Papa. They have equestrian artists that come out to Sunshine Meadows a couple times a year, and they paint horses. They paint portraits of horses, sometimes for the owners, sometimes just for pleasure to be shown. And Ralph is actually basing an art school here at Sunshine Meadows because he had so many people that were in the horse business that were interested in art. And they really didn't have a lot of time, to be running here and there, going to school, finding a class to go to. So Ralph is going to open up a little art studio here, and he's going to teach lessons to the kids at the farm, and he's going to also teach the lessons to adults. And some of them are quite accomplished artists. And so you'll be seeing that here every now and then with what they're doing. We'll get an update from Ralph here next week and see how things are going with that. And then, to make our life easier in the equestrian industry, not only do we have the art where you can relax and, and, you know, kind of get away from it in a certain way. You're still with the horses, but, you know, it's more relaxing when you're doing your artwork. But the business end of it is what's always been tough on me, because you'll be at the racetrack or the showgrounds, and you always need something. You forget something, or you run out of something, and you always need something, you know, that you need to get. And it's very difficult for a horseman to leave the racetrack or the showgrounds or the farm to go get what they need. It's really tough. And that's why that I selected our business of the week. And it's going to be a constant, you know, with Farm Vet. They have any and everything that you want. They drop ship to right wherever you're at. You call them up at Farm Vet or email them, and they have experts that will tell you what you need, why you need it, and when you can get it. And usually you can get it drop shipped in a day or two to wherever you're at. That's one of the things that I like about Farm Vet. They cover everything and just not, you know, some of it. If you go to www.farmvet.com, you can see all the things that they have there. And believe you me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And that's for sure. But Farm Vet is really a good company. They got great employees. You'll see them a lot of times at the local shows, like at Wellington or Tryon, you know, that type of thing. You see them everywhere. And they can get it to you anywhere in the world, to the farm, to the track, showgrounds, you know, or wherever you're at. You can get it. You can get it. That's Farm Vet. They're really good. I suggest that you go to farmvet.com and see what they have. And then our equestrian of the week is Diving In Deep with Dwayne Lucas. The equestrian dream all around the world that IEN introduced you to, whoever you might have as your person of the week. Dwayne just won the Preakness Stakes with a nice horse, a real nice horse, and his name's Seize the Gray. And it looks like he might be going on to the Belmont Stakes here in 2 weeks at Saratoga. Belmont's going to be at Saratoga this year because they're rebuilding Belmont Park to a new facility, state-of-the-art facility. But Wayne is he's in his upper 80s. Wayne still hasn't missed a day, you know, working. He's good. The only thing he said bad is that instead of getting putting his foot up in the stirrup and hopping up on his pony, he's got to go and use a mounting block that show horse people use. And so he said that's the only drawback about his age. But everything else that he does is good. He's around. He's getting the horses ready. He's got a good stable this year, and he's worked hard on it. Sees the Gray one to Pat Day Mile. Instead of running in the Derby, Wayne figured that the Pat Day Mile would be better for him. He wins the stake race to Pat Day Mile, and that prepped him just right for the Preakness. And he came out of the gate and he led wire to wire. And it was kind of ironic that he did that. It reminded me when Wayne had winning colors and she won the Derby. You know, he prepped her right up to the Derby, just like he did Seize the Gray. But only, you know, she didn't run in the Pat Day Mile. She ran in the Derby. And what I liked about that is, you know, he basically told the jockey, go as far as you can, fast as you can, for as long as you can. And if they catch you, they catch you. And if they don't, then we won the Kentucky Derby. And that's exactly what they did with her. They did the same thing. And so Seize the Gray came in, used the Pat Day Mile to tighten up. And then when he came out of the gate at Pimlico, he went to the lead and never looked back. And it was raining. It was pouring down rain there all week long. It was muddy. The track was just terrible. And when Seize the Gray went into the winner's circle, you wouldn't believe that he ran on that track. There was no mud on him, no nothing. Everybody else was covered in mud, and, you know, it was just a terrible track. But Seize the Gray, he got out front, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And that was really, you know, good to see, you know, how they did that. You know, so it just goes to show you that all the rain and all the things that we had all winter long, in Hot Springs and, you know, at all the other tracks, you know, it just proved that muddy tracks, you know, paid off during the winter. But evidently it didn't pay off for the others because they couldn't catch seeds to grace. So that was interesting. You know, but Wayne Lucas, we're going to have a special on him next week. It's going to be a half-hour program on D. Wayne Lucas and how he's prepping for the Belmont. And if I can get everything together just right, like the guys want me to at BBS, we'll have that video on our program this time next week, a video of Wayne and how he's prepping for the Belmont and everything. Then probably on this website, and it's going to be growing here. There's a couple more that I want to get on here just to make sure that we got everything. But we've got Quick Links. And you can go to Quick Links and hit like on Trivago.com, weather.com, MapQuest, Walmart, Heisa. You can go and click on those, and it'll take you right to the people that you need to know that can answer your question. You know, like the weather.com, I really like. And I'll tell you why. If I'm getting ready to go weather, I don't care whether it's going from here to Ocala or from here to Chicago or Belmont or Laurel, Pimlico, you know, out west, weather.com can tell you exactly what the weather's like where you're going and the roads that you'll be on, and it's fantastic. It really gives you peace of mind when you know that what's coming in front of you. You know what you have to prepare for, and, you know, you just keep an eye on it, and it's 24/7, and it's all live, and that's what I like about weather.com. Then the MapQuest, I like, too, because a lot of times you'll get from MapQuest, you'll find out where the congested areas are at, you know, if there's a bridge down, it tells you, you know, the bypass that you have to take. It tells you a lot of things. And that's really very important. And again, it gives you peace of mind because, like, when you start out in the morning from the farm or the hotel or the racetrack, wherever you're at, you can kind of click onto that and then plan your trip out. And sometimes, you know, if there's a problem somewhere along the line, you might want to delay your trip a little, you know, a little later leaving from where you're at, or you might want to leave a little sooner. If it's a, you know, like a road construction type thing, you know, you can plan your trip around that. And that's what I like about the MapQuest on there. They do it for cars and trucks. And then, of course, naturally, you got Walmart. Walmart can get you in any and everything that you need in your clothes, that's including prescriptions and, you know, food and oil and stuff for your trucks or vehicles. They can do everything. And some of the Walmarts actually sell bag shavings. And that's something you might, you know, get a bag or two for your trailer if you need to when you're out there. And then, of course, naturally, the next one we have is Equine Transportation. That's Brookledge Horse Vans. Let me tell you something. Brookledge is one of the best shippers of horses that I've ever seen. They build all their trucks in Ole, Pennsylvania. They got experienced horsemen there, and their 24/7 connection with you and the driver and your horse. And they go all the way cross country. They go to airports. That you name it, they go to it. There's a place that they can't get to. And I remember one of the best trips when I was driving for them. I had to go to a place in Greenwich, Connecticut, and it's called Lion's Share Farm. Peter Leone had that farm. And it was a very difficult farm to get into. And a lot of times when you went, you had to go around the back way. If you've ever been there before, you go the back way. And it's a little bit easier, a little bit longer, a little bit slower and everything. But when I first went there, I went exactly like they told me to go. And I think they were just playing a joke on me. Well, when I got up there to make the turn to go into Lion's Share Farm, there's a tree. And it was on a corner, and there was a building on that corner. And I tell you what, I did make the turn by about 6 inches. And when I got to the farm, I told them how I came in, and they started laughing. Said they were playing a joke on you. Said you got to come in the back way. So when you leave, go out the back way and see how easy it is. And so I did, you know. But again, like I said, you know, Brookledge Transportation, the best I've seen in the business. They do airport runs, and they do runs to Canada. They go coast to coast. There's not a place that they won't go. Just call them up at Holy Pennsylvania at Brookledge and tell them where you need to go, and they'll get you there. And what I like about it is all their drivers are horsemen. They're all horsemen. They know exactly how to handle horses and what to do, you know, and that makes a big difference when you've got experts like that, you know, that we have there. And then now we're over to the horse feed again, and I always like the horse feed people, Tallway Feeds in Lexington. They can feed your horse anywhere in the world. You get the same feed that he's getting in California, Kentucky, New York, Arkansas, Canada. They get the same feed right from Hallway Feed wherever you go. And that makes a big difference in your horse's attitude and your horse's health, especially when you're traveling. You know, it's just like having a meal from home. And that's what's good about Hallway Feed. They got the experts there to tell you what all they need. You need. They can tell you about feed for your young horses, feed for your older horses, all kinds of things that you can do right there with Hallway Feed in Lexington. So give them a call, see what they do. And then this is where I need a lot of help from, you know, our horse people. Every week I put up a new movie. This week we had Rodeo Girl. It's a great movie. The whole family can watch. It talks about everything, and it's really a great, great family movie to sit down and watch and relax. You know, if you catch one of those rainy old nights and you want something to do or get bored, you know, come to IEN and go to our movie. We got a new movie every week, and I'd like to hear from you guys and see what kind of movies you'd like to see, you know, being posted on our website. But today, like I said, it's Rodeo Girl. It's a good movie. The whole family can watch it. And then now we're getting into our weekly programming. And that's what I talked to the guys about at BBS and, you know, ran it past them, see what they think about it. And I got to thinking about, you know, all of the potential viewers we might have. I could load a website up big time, you know, with a lot of things and just inundate people. But my goal is to do taped and live programming. And in order to do that, I've got to have a base to go from, in which we do at IEN. Got to have a distribution outlet, which is BBS Radio TV. So we'll do that as a distribution outlet. And then I want to go all over the world, which we can do at BBS Radio TV, go all over the world. And so now, you know, having said that, we come back and we start looking at our programming. And the programming that I have up there now is, the first one is called IEN Rough Cut, How IEN Got Started. And it shows to where I started doing video and taping in Wellington, Florida. And we did show horses and polo and, you know, that type of thing. And so then when I realized that, you know, we had something that's going to work here, we just got to keep consistent and following what we do on the website and converting that over to TV, live TV programs and to tape TV programs. The second segment there is Keeneland, putting a show together. And what we do on that show is we have Anna Seitz as our host, and we follow Reddy's Echo, a thoroughbred, a racehorse. He's coming back after running third in the Belmont. He's coming back to race again for his four-year-old year. And he's going to train and come back, and he made his comeback at Keeneland. And so Anna was there, and we decided, you know, to interview the trainers, interview the owners, you know, just show what it takes to come back and what they were thinking and how that thought process went through to, get Ray's Echo there. It's a real nice piece because you can see him race, you can talk to the trainers, and you see what it's like at Keeneland, you know, for him to come back. And he did very good. And I'm not going to tell you how he did in the race. Just go to the site and take a look at it, and you'll see. You'll be very pleased with how he did and, you know, how we talked to the owners and everybody. And you know, as long as they had the plan, they had the game plan, and you'll enjoy it. Then my friends at the Florida State Agriculture Department, they always doing things for the horse industry. And what I like about what they do is they come in and they assist everybody in the horse industry. If you got a horse project that you want to get done here in the state of Florida, you just go to the state of Florida and they'll tell you if there's funds available, what they can do, how you can do it, and they make it all happen. And that's what I like about it. And then the show that we have on there now, it's called The Florida Horse. It's the economic impact that the horse has on the industry. And they go to trainers, they go to salespeople, they go to the tack shops, and they explain why the horse industry is so important to the state of Florida. And so this is another thing that, again, you don't have to be a horse person to watch this segment. Because it tells you a little bit about everything and the county fairs they have, the horse shows they have, the racing they have, the sales they have. It talks about all of it, you know, and there, that's the Florida Horse, the economic impact of the horse in the state of Florida. And then, this one segment here that I like because every week it could be different, but we have, we want your information here on IEN. All you got to do is call us at 561-690-8813 or go to msmequine24@gmail.com. And you can email us your ideas. But what we do is we put things in there that help boost the business for the horses. And this week we've got talking horses from from NYRA. And what they do is they come in and they handicap and they talk about the race program on that day. So if you're going out to the track and you want to get some good inside information, you go in and you watch Talking Horses from NYRA and they tell you, what they think. And that's kind of nice to do, before you go to the track, kind of get your mindset in for the races that day. And then we have the International Equine Report. It's the show we're doing now, but it'll be a tape delayed. And you just go there and you click on International Equine Report, go down to the bottom and you click on, it says Podcast International Equine Network, May, and today it'll say May 24th. The one that's up there now is from May 10th. And so we want that there. And then we want equine information, and we want to find out about what you're doing, where you're doing it, and what's going on. And we don't care whether it's show horses, we don't care whether it's race horses. You might have little ponies, you might have a breeding farm, whatever you got, as long as it's equine related, we're giving you a free shot, free spot right here on IENTV.org. And you can get on there and take as much time as you need or you want to tell us about your product and what you do. And so that's on IENTV.org. And then the weekly program, this is kind of like the thing that I always had in mind. I tell you, it's going to, hopefully we'll have this going by July 1st. It's 10 programs. It's 10 half-hour programs, Monday through Friday. And on Monday, we have Quest for Equine Gold, which is about the upcoming Olympics here in July. But it's about how they get to the Olympics and how they get to national and world championships, the qualifying shows they have to go through, the things that they have to do, in order to get to that top level. And it's really interesting because you'll see on there now what it takes for them to get to the Olympics. and you know, the qualifiers they have to do, and the training they have to do, and you know, it's just a long, long process. You know, it's like every 4 years, and you know, so hopefully you got a 3 or 4 year old now, and you start training them for the 2028 Olympics. And it takes a long time to get show horses to where they need to be and get them to be peaked at the right time and right place. So you'll see that on there. That's Quest for Equine Gold. And that comes on Mondays. And then we have 0 to 10. 0 to 10 is how you score dressage competitions. You go from 0 to 10. You might get a 5, a 6. If 10's is good, 0's bad. You know, it's exactly what zero means. It means nothing, you know. And so, but it's a really good show. And dressage is a unique discipline. It's a discipline that has to be taught to the horses. It's not like it is when you're training thoroughbreds, standardbreds, or AQH horses. You know, it has to be taught. And a lot of horses just can't get the hang of it. So it's a very difficult sport, you know, to go in. And so there we have we've got a Grand Prix special on there today. It's the Relive the FEI Dressage Championship. It's really a nice piece there, and it kind of puts you in the saddle of the dressage horse, and you see what's coming down the road for you. But like I said, it's a very, very different sport. It's acquired by the horse, and of course, if you've got a good instructor or a good coach, you know, the horse is going to be good, but the horse is only going to learn what the trainer or, you know, the instructor teaches it. And so that's what makes dressage very interesting, you know, to see when they come out there. They're dancing to music is what they're doing. And then I've already got a lot of inquiries about our show Chucker. This week, we've got a nice little, United States Polo Association, advertisement on there. Kind of tells you what polo is about. The Hall of Fame, is here in South Florida, the Polo Hall of Fame. It's a really nice building there. But, you know, we want to explain what chucker is about. What does the word chucker mean? How many different periods do they play? What kind of horses make good polo horses? You know, we do the whole thing on chucker, and we make you feel like you're going to go out and play that afternoon, get them out and tack up your horse and play that afternoon. But that's chucker, and that comes on Tuesdays in the afternoons. And then we have quarter time. And quarter time is about the American Cowboy and the American Quarter Horse Association is what that is. It stands AQHA, the American Quarter Horse Association, and we're working with them closely to bring all different kinds of things there. And what's interesting about it is AQHA is kind of like IEN. They do a little bit of everything. And so every time you come on to our site and you go to, you know, look at and see what we have on quarter time, you might see training of a racer, a quarter horse racehorse. You might see them doing dressage. You might see them doing jumping, trail riding, ranch hand qualifiers. You know, it's really good to see people out riding these horses and doing what they're supposed to be doing with them. But that's called quarter time. That's American Quarter Horse. And then we had a last call. Like today we had live from Tattersall Sales in Ireland. We had a live show there today. The auction was really good. They're buying a lot of horses there in Ireland. And it's kind of neat to go to them and just look at them and see the commentary that they have on Last Call. And we're going to do that here in the States with the Keeneland Association, OBS, Ocala Breeder Sales, Fazek Tipton. You know, we're going to do their shows, you know, which is really good. You can sit right wherever you're at and you can watch the sales go. And all you need is a sales catalog, and which we'll be glad to send to you from IEN. just give us a call at 561-690-8813, and we'll be able to get you a catalog from any of the sales in the country and any outside of the country on an international basis. That's last call that you'll see there. And then this is one thing I really do like, that I wish more of our industry would take on a task like this. We have the Twos in Training, and it's brought to you out here by Heather Reitel and Hardest Racing Update. Heather knows all the trainers. She's been there, done that, and probably one of the best hosts of any program that you'll see, bar none. She does her homework. She knows what she's talking about. Been there, done that. And that's Heather Reitel with HRU, Harness Racing Update. And you'll see that, and it's changing constantly. Every week, every few days, it changes. And you'll see that on our show called Flying Turns. They got its name from when I was working up at Freehold, New Jersey, with Steve Wolf and Harness Link. I asked him how... they got the name Flying Turns at Freehold Racetrack. And they said Freehold was the fastest half mile in the country. And so they said, in order to win at Freehold, you got to fly through the turns. And so, you know, there you go, Flying Turns. And it's really good. Heather Reitel's really good. She knows all of them. And one thing I like about Heather, she knows stories on people. So whenever she walks in to do an interview, you better be spot on, because I'm telling you, she knows stories and knows things that people don't know about the harness industry. And so when she comes in, she's going to give you a nice story, but she's going to give you something that's really true and really did happen. So that's what I like about Twos in Trainings with Nancy Tacker. She's really good at that. And then, of course, naturally, you know, with the Thoroughbreds doing like they're doing, and they ran the second leg of the Triple Crown. They ran the Preakness, and then on the 8th of this month, they're going to have the Belmont Stakes, which is the final race of the Triple Crown. We will not have a Triple Crown winner this year, folks. That's for sure. You know, got to look for next year, too. But nevertheless, we got the Belmont. So, you know, as I was at the tracks for all these races and everything over the years, I got to thinking, you know, what really sets the Derby apart from, you know, all the other races? What sets the Pimlico and the Preakness away from all the others in the Belmont Stakes? What sets it apart? Well, I got to thinking when I was driving through the hills of Virginia going out to Richmond to Colonial Downs, and I got to thinking about it. Every time I looked up, there was an advertisement for food, a diner, a McDonald's, a Burger King, what have you. It was always food. So I got to thinking, if I created a show called Triple Crown Traditions for the horse industry, and basically what we're going to do is we're going to go to Churchill, Pimlico, and Belmont, and we're going to ask each track to provide us with a trainer, a jockey, and an owner. And we're going to take those three, and at that track during the week of Derby Week, they're going to have a cook-off, and we're going to find out who is the better cook, the jockey, the owner, or the trainer. So when we get the winner from that, he's going to step aside, and then we go to Pimlico for the Preakness, this part of the Triple Crown. We do the same show at Pimlico, and we find out who's going to be the best, you know, chef at that, at Preakness Week, owner, trainer, you know, or jockey. So now we got two winners. So then we come to Belmont to the third and final leg of the Triple Crown, and we have a competition there. At the end of that competition, we got a winner. We don't know if it's going to be a trainer, an owner, or a jockey. But nevertheless, we've got three winners now from the Triple Crown, just exactly like the Triple Crown is. It's three. So now we take those three winners, and we go to the Breeders' Cup. We go out to the Breeders' Cup, and so then we have a cook-off at the Breeders' Cup. And so once we get the winner, whether it's an owner, trainer, or jockey, you know, we got a winner, and then they become, you know, the Triple Crown Tradition Champion is what they do. And see, we just kind of, follow along and piggyback, as they call it in the business. You piggyback with all three tracks, Churchill, Pimlico, and Belmont. And what I found out, that the traditions that are there, you know, go back many, many years. You know, like we've got the Kentucky Burgoo at Churchill. We've got the Mint Julep. At Pimlico, you know, they have seafood, and they've got their signature drink. Same with Belmont. Belmont, you know, is pretty much like a steak and lobster, you know, type of, you know, track. And so, you know, we'll have that. And that's what I think is going to be really interesting, because each state is going to be able to, you know, talk about their pride. You know, like, for example, Iowa talks about, you know, their corn and it's really a good thing to give each state, each track, you know, a good place to show off their food, their how they do it, you know. And I tell you, I know that there's a couple of big time owners that are going to be involved in this, and they're probably going to win their division where they're at. And I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they do that. And then the broadcast, like I said, we're going to have, will be, during each track's, week, like the Pegasus, parade and everything they have at Churchill. Well, now they're going to have a cook-off at Churchill. And same thing, Maryland, where they have the seafoods and the crabs and everything, they're going to have their own. And same with Belmont. And that's why we want to have the championship each year at the Breeders' Cup, because that's where they're all going. And if you follow these guys online and on their websites, then you know that they're going to be cooking some good foods and experimenting a lot between now and the end of November. And that'll be our first show. Next year will be November at the Breeders' Cup. And we'll have our first show there. And then we'll make their circle between Churchill, Pimlico, and Belmont. And the following November, we'll be back there with our championship round. So that'll be interesting to see. And we're going to go into the history of the foods, too. You know, like, how did Kentucky Burgoo become, you know, as popular as it was? You know, Pimlico, why is the seafood, you know, so popular? How did they do that? You know, in Belmont, you know, it's going to be high-end, you know, filet mignon, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, we'll get the history behind the food and all three of the tracks. And then I tell you, the one thing that we have on here that's really, I'm getting a lot of people in, and it's just like overpowering me. We got Triple Crown tradition recipes. And if you send us in your recipe, we can put a little story about you or just about your recipe, however you want to do it on there. But on the Triple Crown recipes now, we have the Kentucky Hot Brown. And it really looks good and everything. So I'm going to have to scroll on past that, because it's got me a little hungry. And then we got how to make Kentucky Burgoo on there. So, you know, we'll have two different things there on each track, and how they make what they make and why they became famous. And then, like I said, before, we got international and domestic equestrian calendar. We got, Quest for Equine Gold. We've got Flying Turns. We've got Quarter Time. And you go to them, and that takes you directly to that discipline's website. Like for Quest for Equine Gold, it'll take you directly to FEI and to FEI.org, and it'll take you to all the proper sites where you can see where you need to go, who's showing where, you know, and who's winning. And that's what we're going to do with that. Same thing with Flying Turns. We're going to have a thing on that. We're going to have a harness link, a link to Harness Link, and how you can get over to Steve Wolf. Steve knows everything about the harness industry and then some. And he's traveled all over the world to help people, you know, with their programs and what they're doing. And that's Flying Turns, and it's really a good sit-down, you know, educate me type thing. And then again, we go back to Quarter Time. What we do is we show things on there. They've got like horses that will herd cattle, horses that will herd sheep, You know, I mean, it's just amazing. It's some of the dogs that you see and some of the things that you see out there with, you know, with the horses. Some people like horses, other people don't. Some horses like people, and some horses don't. You know, so that's a good one to see. And then what I like here towards the end of what we're doing here, we have two things. One is how they get there, the 2025 Kentucky Derby. And we start at the Iroquois Stakes at Churchill Downs, and then we go through the season of all the races that are recommended that you run in so you can get enough Derby points to start in a Derby in that starting gate in there. And it takes a lot of planning, you know, because you got to get down with your jockey, with your trainer. You got to get a lot of things set aside there and make sure there aren't conflicts of interest. Conflict of interest with a jockey. Oh man, that's the worst of all. Cause you got four or five trainers that are working with them. And let me tell you, it's tough. It's tough on those guys. You know, who do you ride for? You know, like say Todd Pletcher's got a lot of good horses this year, but where are they going to be at in a year? And that's what I like when I go into looking at these races and seeing how many of the jockeys stay with the horses that they first start out with. And that's always interesting. And then, you know each trainer, where they're trying to go, how they're trying to get there, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, so you keep watching them and all. But that's on how they get there. And then we got equine transportation, how horses are transported from the farm to the track to the plains to, you know, all over to qualify for the Derby. Then we have Steve Norman. He's our blacksmith. He's a real good blacksmith. I tell you what, he's one of the best blacksmiths ever, but he's one of the best people ever, too. So, you know, he tells you what's wrong with your horse, how often they should get shoes. They tell you everything, you know, that you can do. And then, of course, you know, we get the feed with Hallway up there. But this is really a unique situation. We're going to have next week on our programming live on podcast here. Her name is Georgina Medina. She is a nice person, a very good person. I've known her for about 3 years now. And what I like about it is that she's a part of, and so am I, MyRacehorse.com. MyRacehorse.com came on like they were charging down a stretch for the Derby when they first started. They sell fractions ownership in horses. And so, like, for example, Seize the Gray just won one of the Preakness Stakes. Beautiful horse. It has 2,700 owners that paid $120 to be a part owner of that horse. So no matter what you say, you know, these people, as I am, were all owners in different horses. And what I like about it is whenever your horse wins, you can order your win picture, and it'll say, like, for example, my horses that I go after are from Spendthrift Farm. And it says on the photo, it says, winning owners, Spendthrift Farm, MyRacehorse.com, and Scott Miller. It's a small fraction, but nevertheless, I'm an owner. And I can get in the winner's circle just as good as the guy that owns 99% of a horse or 100% of a horse. I'm an owner. And so that was a unique thing that they had. We're going to have them on next week to talk about My Racehorse and what they're doing. And on the website today, we have behind the scenes at Keeneland. And we follow my racehorse around, and you see what they're doing and why they're picking out the horses that they pick out and everything. But it's a unique thing, and there's a lot of people starting to do that. And, you know, I can't think of a better way to get people involved than doing that. And what I like about it is there's no monthly expense. There's a one-time fee, whatever, you know, horse you're getting into. And, you know, once you get into it, they send you training updates, when the horse got to the farm, when it got to the track, when it started training. If it had a problem in a race, it'll tell you about that. It tells you when they're getting ready to race. They tell you when the horse is going to work, so you can follow that along just like you're a trainer. You know, and you get into the habits of owning a horse. But you don't have the big expense of vet bills, transportation, blacksmith bills, feed bills, you know, that type of thing, veterinarian bills. Greatest thing in the world. It's behind the scenes at Keeneland, myracehorse.com. And they're picking out yearlings for next year and all. So I got involved with a real nice 2-year-old mare or filly. She's with Richard Mandela out at Santa Anita. Her name's Madam Secretary. And then I've got a 2-year-old colt that's called Incredible that's being trained by Steve Asmussen. And he'll stay in the Midwest, Kentucky, Arkansas, Florida, you know, that type of thing. And also that's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they come out. But, you know, you can be a part of the business. And then on how they get there, this is the thing that I really like the most. You can go to our website, and every week you can see the Derby prep races that they have to run in to qualify for the Derby. And it's really nice because it keeps you up to date. Sometimes on a weekend we might have 3 or 4 Derby prep races. You can come there and you can watch them live on IEM. You can watch them live. And then we just follow them along until we get up to, we start with the Iroquois in the middle of September. At Churchill Downs, that's the first point race that you can go for. And then we follow 26 more races after that. And at the end of those 26 races, you know who the 20 are that are going to the Derby, where they're at, what they've done, and how many points they earn. So that's really good on the Kentucky Derby prep race there. And then one of the most unusual and unique things that we're doing is the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. There's so much that goes into it, you know, with the owners and the trainers and the jockeys and, you know, all the things, the drama that goes to it. It's like a soap opera. But we follow everything every week, you know, from the Derby preps to all the, you know, reports and press releases that they have on the horses going into the Derby. And then the trainer and the owner and the jockey and, you know, even down to the grooms and hot walkers, they have to decide whether they're going to run a horse in the Derby or not. And you could get a lot of time and a lot of work into it, and then there you go, you know, something happens, and you don't get a run in the Derby, or you do get a run in the Derby and you run bad, which you hope that doesn't happen. But so, you know, there's a lot of things going into the decision of that. And then we'll find out next week about Dwayne Lucas. He had to decide about Seize the Gray. Does he take the horse to the Derby and possibly sacrifice any and everything down the road for that horse? Do you win it like you did with Winning Colors? You know, you got to make that decision. There's a lot that goes into that. And this year, Wayne, being the wise horseman that he is, he made the right decision. He went for the Pat Dame Mile and then the Preakness. And what I like about all the tracks now, they offer, usually on the stakes day of like the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, those tracks offer undercard races. And they're, you know, they're good races. They might be not be, you know, $5 million that the Derby is, you know, but, you know, they're $100, $200, $300, $400,000 races. And that's on the undercard. So if you come to the website, you can find out when all those horses are running and where they're going. And like they did with Seize the Gray, ran him into Pat Dame Mile. It was on Derby Day. So you're training-wise, you're staying up to par with going to the Preakness. And that's what Dwayne did. And now he's still on the course for going to the Belmont. And this year, what I like about the Belmont, they're building a new track at the Belmont Racetrack. You know, down in New York, but at Elmont, they are having the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga, and that's going to be on the 8th of June. And they're going to have a little 3-4 day weekend of stake races, undercard races that'll be there. So the quality is going to be just phenomenal, you know, those 3 or 4 days. And what I like about it, Saratoga has already sold the place out. They've already sold Saratoga Racetrack out for the Belmont. And I mean, that's just, you know, just unbelievable. And then they're going to have it again a year later because the track won't be finished at Elmont. The track still won't be finished and they'll have to have it 2 years in a row at Saratoga. And so now the problem with that is how in the heck are they going to, you know, if they have a great race weekend, 3 or 4 days racing there at Saratoga, how are they going to do that the next year? Well, they're going to do it again, because now they're going to have experience getting that first Belmont and Saratoga under their belt. So now they're going to have the second Saratoga. So it'll improve stake-wise, horse-wise, people-wise, you know, things to do. That'll be, you know, easy for them to do, because it'll be their second go-around. But then the third year, the Belmont moves back to the new track. They'll have all the bells and whistles up for the new Belmont Park. You know, they have plenty of seating, plenty of everything there, you know, for the opening, the grand opening of Belmont Park, you know. But that'll be, you know, a couple of years away up there. Still part of the Triple Crown. We do the Triple Crown traditions. And, you know, what you guys could start coming up, you know, if you're into the horses and, you know, if you like to have a good social, you know, community there, you can do a Belmont party. Instead of being a Belmont party at Saratoga, it could be a Belmont party at Bill Smith's house in, Paducah, Kentucky, you know, or in, you know, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, have, Joe Johnson's, you know, Belmont party. But the whole thing is it's tradition. And once you start that tradition, you won't back off of it. You know, and that's what the horse racing is all about, is tradition and places that you go and see. And then, you know, at the end of the, how they get there, it's the Kentucky Derby, which we show live here on IEM. You know, we'll do that. But the main thing is get over to the website, see what all we have. Give me your feedback. You got all ways to connect to me there. You could see that and tell me what you think and what you'd like to see. And, you know, maybe we could get you on as a consultant and do some work for us and give us a straw poll of what people are thinking, you know, on this Friday afternoons. And, you know, it's really a good thing. You know, I hate to say this, but everybody should learn to ride a horse. And there's people like we have out here, Golden Gate Stables, with Denise Molina. She does a lot of trail rides. You don't have to be an accomplished horseman. You don't even know how to ride a horse, but Denise will teach you. She'll get you going and take you on some wonderful trail rides we have out here. You can stroll across the farm, and you can see all kinds of wildlife. You can see... you know, we got the gators are out here close to the canal. We're on the east side of the Everglades, and I'd say our last barn's probably 100 yards away from the Everglades. You know that we have that, but it's a great place to come in and trail ride. Denise is very good. They have camps that the kids can go to every summer. You know, they have a trail ride for. Older people, she can do disabled people. There's a lot that she can do, and that's at Golden Gate Stables here at Sunshine Meadows. And then we have Victoria Jackson. She has Laurel Lane Farms, and Victoria is a good horse person. She's even a better person than she is a horse person, and she's a top-of-the-line horse person. And what I like about Victoria's barn, it's always quiet, laid back, easy going. She really schools the kids good. They win a lot of ribbons. They travel all over, you know, showing horses, and it's just a first class operation. You know, you can come there and you can see Stanley, the three-legged dog. Funniest dog you ever did see. He was a rescue, had some issues. So Victoria's husband, is a veterinarian. And so they removed the hind leg, and he runs around just like he's got four legs. He don't know any different, you know. So that's Stanley, the three-legged dog you can see at her place. But the most amazing thing that you'll see is a pony. The pony's name is Peanut. He's 32 years old, and he's been showing 29 years in a row out at Wellington. You don't have many people showing 29 years in a row out at Wellington. The Peanuts, he sure shows out there. He's showing again this year, and he does good, and he's competitive. And, you know, I don't think you could stop him from showing or training. I really don't. I think if you did that, he would be such a miserable horse. You know, it would be just crazy. And all. And so, Victoria said, boy, we're getting old. And I said, what do you mean? She said, do you realize that this little kid here is 8 years old and she's riding Peanut? 20 years ago, her mom, the little kid's mom, was riding Peanut for the first time. So now, you know, they're getting crazy up there with them and all, but it's good, you know, with that. You come out here to Sunshine Meadows anytime. You know, we'll be glad to take you a tour of the place. We got three farms. We got Sunshine Meadows. Palm Beach Downs is our thoroughbred facility. We're Todd Pletcher stables from September until May with us with all these racehorses. And then we have Brandon Mills' wife, Heather. She runs Delray Equestrian, and they got some top-notch quarter horses and show horses over there. And so that's good. We have John Beebe and Jane Fennessy here at Sunshine Meadows, two top trainers in America that are training horses that are winning all over the country. We have that here. We got a little bit of everything. Ralph Poffitt's going to have his art studio here. You can come and see that out there. Brandon Mills, our manager, he's an all-time AQHA horseman and done any and everything that you can do, topping the game over there. And we had a problem here when he came here to start managing the place. We had a lot of manure piling up, and the state was getting after us to get rid of it, and it cost very expensive to haul it off to the landfills. And so Brandon started recycling the manure, and he made it into a compost for gardens and roads and everything. You know, wherever you need to grow something, you know, this compost is doing good. And let me tell you, he has turned that place around. He has taken truckload after truckload out of here every week, and they're going out to some of the nicest mansions and million-dollar homes on the beach in Delray. They're going out to farm fields for growing vegetables and sod and everything. And I mean, it's good. It'll make your house look like a million-dollar house once you get that compost in there. But just come out here and see us at Sunshine Meadows, and we'll put you in touch with Brandon. And if you come out here, I'll take you on a tour of the farms. It's one of my jobs here as a liaison for the farms to make sure that whenever we have clients or potential clients come out, that they get to see everything. And I answer all the questions for them and, you know, get them hooked up to, you know, what they want to do and get them on a good schedule. But that's one of the things that I do here. Then I do my podcast. I do that. Do a little bit of everything here. So you're more than welcome to come out and visit us at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village, Delray Beach Downs, or Palm Beach Downs and Delray Beach, and just come out and visit with us. And you think if I'm confusing on the radio, wait until you meet me. I'll really mess your mind up. But thanks for listening to us, and tune in next week for our International Equine Report.